from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
That's why I love talking to him. He is Frank Stams, and he is on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hello, Frank. How are you?
Hey, Andy. Good morning. Good morning, Jeff.
Frank, how are you, sir?
I'm sitting here. I don't think there's a cloud in the sky. I mean, it's absolutely beautiful.
Let's get the Cowboys here. Let's go today. Let's play.
Yeah. Let's get, well, you know what? Let's bring a little weather. You know, I guess, you know, kind of thinking, let's bring a little weather to that Cowboy team. But that's not going
to
happen.
I think Sunday's supposed to be clear. We're supposed to get a little rain on Friday night. A little bit of rain for Saturday morning, and then we're supposed to be clear. Not that I'm a weather guy or anything, but.
Yeah, right. No, wishful thinking on my part, but no, it's going to be beautiful Sunday.
Cowboys, Browns. That's a big-time matchup. When you're getting ready to start a football season, what's this week feel like for a player?
You know, I was just thinking that. It's a little bit, you know, more special. I mean, you know, this time, you know, the butterflies start to get, you know, real active game week. It's a different animal. I was just talking to Eric Metcalf and Bernie Kosar about this. You know, what's the difference between, you know, transitioning now from the preseason to game week. And it is different. You know, you're just more attention to detail. You should be anyways, a little bit more on edge, you know, a little bit more excited for everything. Everything's a little bit more. So, you know, that's, and then playing the Cowboys. I mean, you know, with their history, you know, they're coming to town. I mean, it's a great opener. It's a great opener for the Browns, you know, national television. You know, if you can't get excited for this game, then you gotta find another sport.
Frank, what's your confidence level in Deshaun Watson right now?
So my confidence level, listen, I'm going to be a believer. I'm going to see the glass half full. All right, even though everything kind of tells me, you know, what's the track record? And the track record, we all know, you know, is not proven. But you know, there's been some, you know, circumstances, you know, injuries, and that's, you know, kept him off the field, you know, or becoming the quarterback that we all want him to be. So, you know, I got to believe him. Got to believe, you know, that he's a competitor, and that's what it comes down to, is whether or not you want to, how much more do you want to win than the other guy? You know, all these guys are talented, but how much are you going to win? You know, are you going to win your individual battles out there? And then that translates into, you know, a lot of times a team win. Are the Browns going to make the 6 or 7 plays that are going to make the difference in this game? It's a, you know, they've got it a tight game, and I see it the same way. And you've got to win those plays, you know, whether it's, you know, preventing the big play, whether it's creating the big play, whether it's a turnover. You know, the Browns, you know, so I'm hopeful for Deshaun that he becomes the Deshaun that we all want him to be. You know, what worries me is, you know, the lack of you know, preseason time, the game, you know, the game experience. And, you know, is he still on a not so much a learning curve, but getting back to that form that he had, that's why we, you know, we went after him. So, you know, that was the long of it. The short of it is, you know, I'm 75% hopeful or believing in Deshaun.
Frank Stam's joining us, former Browns linebacker, guy who loves the running game. The Browns have shown they love it. They have Nick Chubb. They don't have him now, Frank. Are you comfortable with the combination of Jerome Ford, Pierre Strong, and Deontay Foreman? And how do you think they'll use that? Because there are three backs there who you think, I'd like to get him carries, but I don't know if you can get all three carries.
Well, you know, and you guys know this. Your listeners know this. You're just like your quarterback. Your quarterback's only as good as your offensive line, and you know, that's the way I see a running back. He's only going to be as good as that offensive line. How much are they going to – what I always like to watch opening the game is where's the penetration? Is the defensive line getting penetration, whether it's a run game, the passing game? You know, who's controlling the line of scrimmage? And that's something you want to watch. You know, if that running back's making cuts in the backfield, that's not a good thing. They want downhill to the point of attack. And then they can, you know, be making, you know, cuts there, you know, at linebacker level once they get into the hole. And so, you know, I'm as confident with the running backs as the line goes. And I think the Browns have a pretty good line. Now, having said that, you know, they've got some interesting different chemistry now with Callahan leaving and you know how. What's that meeting room look like? What's the philosophy? What's the what's the attitude? But I think they're older, they're wiser. I think it's a good group. I think it's good chemistry, and that to me is you know one of the top things you got to have. I mean, these you know they got to play well together, got to be on the same page. You know, the calls at the line of scrimmage. They you know they can't have any mistakes or keep the mistakes to a minimum, you know, and that's going to be the key. That's going to be the key to that success of that running game, that they got hat on hat up front. Everybody's accounted for, and then especially also with in the passing game protecting Deshaun, not only with a four-man rush but any kind of pressure.
All right, let's talk about the defense a little bit more here. And you know, what did we learn last year with Jim Schwartz? And I always thought it was just odd, Frank. They struggled on the road compared to at home, and I just like, how does that happen and why?
Well, that's if there's anything we learn, like we want to play every game defensively, we want to play every game at home because I'm still scratching my head on that the Texans game. I don't know. I mean, I know Schwartz. He was there when I was there under Belichick. And, you know, I love, you know, what he said when he first came to town. He said, listen, we're no smarter than, you know, anybody else, but we're going to hold people accountable. And that's what it's all about, holding your defense accountable, the leadership on that defense, holding the younger guys accountable. I mean, I was scared to death of Pepper Johnson. You know, he was going to throw me out of the huddle if I didn't play well. And that's a different kind of motivation than comes from the sidelines. So that that leadership with the Browns, you know, as far as on the field has got to be there. You know, they got to be tough and nasty. And that's what defense is. You know, they got the players, and they got to get after it. Myles Garrett, you know, he's – you know, that's a matchup. You're going to want to see him have a day come Sunday. You know, he's one to give Dak Prescott fits. And, you know, you pressure a quarterback, Dak Prescott, he'll fold his 10. He'll throw some picks, maybe create some defensive scores. So, you know, and I like that leadership that I heard coming from, you know, the secondary. I don't know if it was Newsom or Delpit said, hey, listen, I'm worried about the lack of playing time some of these guys are getting in the preseason. I love that. You know, I know it may be a new world, but some things that happened 35, 40 years ago weren't that bad. And you got to get out into the field so that you hit the ground running that first game. And, you know, I like that, you know, holding people accountable. So I think they got the right attitude on defense. Defense is a big part, you know, attitude is a big part of defense. I think Schwartz is doing a great job. Let me just add to the addition of Mike Vrabel too. Tough, nasty northeastern Ohio guy. You know, he's going to bring a good attitude towards that team. You need some more guys with the Browns in that organization with some wrinkles. I see too many, you know, non-wrinkly faces. They need guys that talk. They need guys that talk. You know, like a Rocky's manager,
Burgess Meredith.
Yeah, they need Mick. They need more guys like Mick. Yeah, I had those guys. You got to get some seasoned, nasty guys and play that way.
Wait, do they live in that world still though? Like I was listening to you in the beginning, and I was going to ask you, like, you felt like you had to be like Pepper Johnson was holding you accountable. Are we still in that world where guys kind of you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to say today's game soft, but
right.
Like I everyone's so worried about everybody's feelings and stuff. And
No, today in general, I'm not saying the players are softer. There's some mean, nasty players out there, but in general, the game is softer. And if they're not holding, if that leadership in the huddle, guys like Myles Garrett and JOK is not holding that, and Delpit and Newsom aren't holding, you know, their teammates accountable, then they're doing a disservice to the team because they need to. Now, in this day and age, is that right? You know, again, I go point to the not everything that happened 40 years ago is a bad thing. And that's the kind of thing that still needs to exist, because when you get guys out there just playing, you know, for, you know, whatever the next contract or who's going to make the ESPN highlights, you know, that's not playing, you know, with the right mindset, in my opinion.
Frank Stams is joining us, former Browns linebacker. When this division gets fired up, Frank, you're going to see Joe Burrow in Cincinnati. And you got Lamar Jackson in Baltimore. You got Deshaun Watson here. You got Russell Wilson in Pittsburgh, at least for now. That's a pretty good quarterback division. But I think it screams for the Browns that Deshaun better play well, because you know Lamar Jackson's going to play well. You know Joe Burrow's going to play well. I mean, it still comes back to the quarterback play here.
No, you're exactly right. It is a tough division, if not the toughest in the league, and what I'm hearing, and you're rightfully looking at it, you know, with you know, a lot of quarterback ability, experience, and that's why I want to say the team with the best defense is probably going to be right there in December. And what I mean by that is you've got games that your offense is going to win for you, and then you've got games that your defense is going to win for you. And the defense has got to be able to hold the score down low. I remember in that 94 team that I played on, going into the last game, Saban couldn't have been more proud of that defense. With myself and Pepper Johnson and Carl Banks at linebackers, we did something. We had a chance to do something in the NFL that not, I think, only a handful of other defenses had done, and that's hold their opponent the entire season to under 200 points. And of course, we go out there and we give up 17 points, and we miss that mark. But my point being is, you know, that playoff team in 94 where we won, I think, 11 or 12 games, we were able to hold the score down so that, you know, the offense could win those close games. But if you're constantly giving up, you know, to these guys, Burrows and the other guy, you're giving up 28, 30 points, it's going to be a long season. That's too much pressure to put on your offense. I don't care who your quarterback is.
All right, let me ask you this one. It's just, and this is a big picture question just about the organization itself. And Jeff Shadell wrote a really good story about this the other day, too, in the News Herald, that when Kevin Stefanski steps out onto the field on Sunday, he'll become the longest tenured coach of the Browns since they were reborn in 1999. How important has it been for ownership to be patient with this group, be patient with Kevin Stefanski, and what does that say for the future of the franchise?
I think that speaks volumes. You've got to be patient. You've got to be committed to your guy. You know, that sends a message to the players. It's the Coach Stefanski, he's the guy that ownership believes in. And, as a result, you're accountable to him. And you got to give a guy at least 3 years, maybe more, you know, to get his culture in and to get his system in and get guys believing and develop the leadership in the locker room. And, you know, it's extremely important to your point. And I applaud them for that. You know, it's the exception rather than the rule to have a guy come in, you know, 1 or 2 years and win. You got to do it. You got to commit to your, just like players, you got to commit to your coaches. You got to commit to your players. And, you know, I think that's the right way to do it.
By the way, I'm still trying to let this sink in. A St. V guy just praised a Walsh guy?
That hit me, too. I was thinking of that, too.
What the heck is going on, Frank?
How about that? No, you got to give credit where credit's due. And, you know, I put those colors down along. It's still in there, but they try to be a professional about it. And, yeah.
Oh, that's funny. That's all funny, right? Stuff.
It is good stuff. All right, Frank. Thank you. We appreciate you.
Thanks, buddy.
All right. Always a pleasure, guys. Thanks for
having me on. We'll talk to you later. Thanks, Frank.
Go Browns.
Frank Sams, former Browns linebacker, again on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. I thought he brought up a great point, Jeff, about, you know, just being held accountable and being a young player walking into a huddle and being intimidated by a guy like Pepper Johnson, right? Like, I don't know that the game is still that game anymore. Because everything he was saying, I was listening to, and I was just like, that's how it used to be. That's how it used to be. I don't know that that's the way it is now. I think money is involved. I think, I don't know, I just clout. I don't know that the game is still the way the game was. We'll talk about that here in a second. 216-474-0092, especially when you don't have the practices that are the way they were. You know what I'm saying? 216-474-0092. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3. That's not a 1 o'clock kickoff. That's a good, I think that's a refreshing feeling that you get to sleep in or watch some of the other games before the Browns actually play. And then they get that big nationally televised audience for the 4:25 window. And so I can't wait to see what they look like. I can't wait to watch this game, and I hope that they can live up to expectations. So I want to talk about that. I also want to get into the quarterback play in the AFC North, Jeff, because I think it's going to make the year extremely interesting.
I think it'll be – it's a fascinating division when it comes to quarterback play. And our guy has to step up. I mean, it's that simple. I mean, Deshaun Watson has to step up. Lamar Jackson's the real deal. I mean, he's really good. And now he's different, but he's really good. And Joe Burrow's coming back from his injury. Joe's terrific. Joe's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. So what has to happen? Your quarterback has to respond, and he has to be able to play. I also think Pittsburgh's situation is better than most people think it is. I know Russell Wilson didn't click with Denver and Sean Payton. He still threw 26 touchdowns and he had 8 interceptions last year. And put him with Mike Tomlin, put him with George Pickens. Let's see what they might be able to do there. I would think Wilson's going to be better in Pittsburgh than he was in Denver. And that should be a concern.
But not as good as he was in Seattle.
Probably not.
All right, so this is a weird – just listen to the setup for a second, and then you'll – because it's interesting that you bring this up about the Steelers. Do you ever get that feeling like when you were a kid and you would you'd go to the counter maybe at a drugstore and you would look behind the person that was the cashier and there were always magazines there, but the magazines were kind of blocked out?
Yeah, and you weren't supposed to look at
those.
You were a kid.
Right, you with me on this, Dan? You know what I'm talking about, right? Like you know what I'm talking –
Oh, that kind of stuff happened, okay. Absolutely.
Yeah. So I kind of feel like I like peek behind where you're not supposed to, and I read SteelersDepot.com, which is kind of their
way to go, man.
That's their Sports Illustrated affiliate. Guess who they think when they were ranking the rooms for
the rooms,
the quarterback. It's called ranking the rooms. Last year, going into the season, they thought the Browns were the worst quarterback room in the AFC North.
Yeah, they thought theirs is now, I'll bet.
They think theirs is now.
Yeah, I'll bet they do.
And who do they think has the best?
Overall?
The AFC North, best quarterback room.
I would hope that they would say Cincinnati.
They said the Cleveland Browns. Josh Kearney wrote this story for Steelers Depot, which is, again, I think is affiliated with Sports Illustrated. But anyway, he said, after having the worst quarterback room in the AFC North last year in my series, the Cleveland Browns take a massive leap all the way to number one this summer due to the depth and experience in their room. Remember, this is about depth, not just about the starter in the room.
Mm-hmm.
So Cleveland brings back Deshaun Watson for year three. He's coming off major shoulder injury, but there is some concern there. He's also been rather disappointing and has been nowhere near worth the trade and the fully guaranteed contract the Browns did to land him. Okay, so in true Steelers form, he had to throw a couple digs in. Like, I respect that. I have no problem with that.
Well, that's the way to go.
Yeah. But this could be the year that Watson finally clicks in for Cleveland. Whoa, the talent is there, but the health has been an issue, and it's also been an adjustment to Kevin Stefanski's offense. After seeing Joe Flacco go on an absolute heater last season, leading the Browns to the playoffs, after Watson went down with the season-ending shoulder problems, the Browns let the fan favorite walk in free agency. Instead of re-signing Flacco, landed with the Colts. The Browns added two veteran quarterbacks, Jameis Winston and then Tyler Huntley at the time, adding to their quarterback room. Oh, I wonder, and then he said, with second-year pro Dorian Thompson-Robinson behind Watson. Wow. Like, I don't know. Is he trying to suck me in to make me want to believe that? So no. On paper, he's saying the Browns have the best quarterback room in the AFC North.
Room is great. Room comes into play if your starter gets hurt. Where's our starter?
Third in his pecking order?
Third,
I don't know.
Third, maybe fourth.
He needs to prove it. Like, to me, he's fourth
exactly.
Because he's got to prove it.
Well, I think he's Russell third. Wilson needs to prove it, too.
Yeah, I think he's better than Pittsburgh.
I think they're kind of tied, to be honest with you. Well, we haven't seen it from Deshaun. Russell Wilson played last year, threw 26 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. That's pretty good. I know it didn't work with Sean Payton, and they wanted him out of town fast, so much so that they're paying all of his salary. But let's see what he does. I think he'll be better in Pittsburgh than he was in Denver, and that should be a concern to Browns fans.
It's interesting how you look at the quarterbacks in the AFC North, and it's like, okay, are we going to sit here and have it? Are we having? You can have a debate about the two teams that have a quarterback and whose quarterback is number one, or you could talk about the two teams that are waiting to see their quarterback emerge between us and the Steelers, right? It's the same kind of feeling there. So I look at the, you know, Joe Burrow versus Lamar Jackson, I think is a fascinating debate on who would you take.
They're
as number
very
one.
Different styles.
Right, which makes it more even more interesting.
Mm, true.
If you had to pick a quarterback, who are you picking?
Gosh.
It's a tough one, isn't it?
It's real tough because I have so much respect for Lamar Jackson and his abilities as a football player. I would probably take Joe Burrow because I think Joe's just a great passing quarterback. And this is a passing league.
I would take Lamar
Jackson. Lamar doesn't get enough credit for his passing.
No, here's the biggest reason. I'm taking Lamar because I know that he's had injuries too, but Joe hasn't played a full season in the NFL. Think about it. And, if you're looking at the big picture, would you rather have Lamar or would you rather have Joe? What I'd really like to have is a 100% healthy Deshaun Watson. I'll tell you that.
Well, that would work.
216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Greg Williams is going to join us at 12:20. I can't wait to hear from him coming up here in a little bit, too. Plus, I also want to talk about, did you see the former Indian get kicked out of the game last night? Did you see it? That's right, Indian. Former Indian that got kicked out of the game last night? If you didn't, we're talking about that when we come back. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Feel better.
It's that first T. Is it silent? Is it not?
Huntington.
Yeah. Huntington.
Huh. Okay.
It's a big word. I like it.
It is a big word for a big stadium. How's that sound?
I like that, Andy.
All right, a couple things I want to talk about. We'll do a couple non-football things here real quick. Did you see Grady Sizemore last night? Oh, man.
You mean the nice, mild-mannered Grady Sizemore?
I can't believe that's the same Grady Sizemore that that we would talk to pretty much every day for 5 years, or as long as he was here. I can't believe that was him. I didn't even think that guy ever spoke a dirty word. And, man, he dropped I don't know, 50 or 60 of them in his conversation.
There were words there that he spoke?
Wow. I can't believe it. I can understand being frustrated. You got some?
Yeah, I was going to say, here's the TV call of it, courtesy of NBC Sports Chicago.
Wow. I got to tell you, I think Hunter's going to get it suspended for that too, Jeff. I can't remember the last time I saw an umpire. We know what umpires say sometimes, but he was extremely argumentative with the manager. How many times do you just see an umpire just kind of stand there and say, okay, you got your say, goodbye, see you later, right? He was getting back in his face. He was unbelievably aggressive. And then Benintendi got right back into it too. He ended up arguing with him, and then he got tossed. So, I mean, to watch that last night, I totally can understand the frustration Grady's got going on in Chicago. I get it. Totally understand it. I hope he gets a chance to be a manager for a while here. I want to see what he can do.
You know what a gentleman Grady is, though? Before he went out to argue, he threw the gum out of his mouth. Just so he didn't spit it on the ump by mistake.
I'm telling you, Jeff, I can't ever remember seeing Grady Sizemore look like that.
Grady was a pretty mellow guy.
Unbelievably mellow.
Mellow guy.
He would just kind of, Bob Newhart you? I'm just trying to think, he would just kind of like subtly dig you or cut into you.
Bob Newhart and just died, Andy. He was in his 90s.
I know. I'm just saying. At least he was in his 90s. at least I didn't make a century-year-old reference there.
You know, the thing about Grady, see, and you have a bad perspective on this, and so do I. We knew him when he was just a kid. He still looks like a kid
to
me.
He looks exactly, he's in great shape.
He just walks out of the dugout to go argue with an umpire. It's like, hey, young man, get back in the dugout. You got to go play center field.
I'd love to talk somebody over at Guardians organization and say, do you ever see him like this? I don't ever remember him.
He's a
mellow
guy,
losing his cool,
man.
Like that.
Ever. Well, he was just standing up for his team.
Yeah, and he was right. If you go back and watch the strikes that were being called, they're not even close. Now, I think Benintendi might have been. I mean, they were losing 9-0. And, you know, I give Grady credit. Maybe he's just trying to fire up his team because they had a really, really bad play in that game, too. Right?
Yeah, I don't know. Grady may have just wanted to go home. This is courtesy of Masson. This took place last night.
If you have great stuff, you can challenge over the white part of the plate a little bit more and let your stuff just play. If you don't, you better figure out.
Oh, no! Oh, my goodness. The White Sox have just gone full White Sox.
And by that, it was a pop fly by Eloy Jimenez that dropped between three fielders who went Keystone Cops on it and was just embarrassed themselves.
You'll have that.
If there was ever a team that needed to sim to the end of the season, it is the Chicago White Sox. That's just like, can we just simulate this and go into the offseason and stop playing baseball now? I mean, they're going to break the Mets record. They're breaking it.
What was this number may not be right. The American League Central is, 26 games under 500 as a combined group, 36 games under 500, and every team in the American League Central is over 500 except for the White Sox. That's how bad they are.
Yeah, courtesy of Grant Brisby, one of the best writers going. AL Central is 38 games under 500. The AL Central has five teams, and four of them are over 500.
That's how bad Chicago is right now.
You'll have that.
Oh, you will?
Oh, you will, will you?
They're making history.
I mean, they're going to take down the Mets win total. They are a train wreck, and nobody wants to be there. Except maybe Grady Sizemore. He might be the only one who's like, you know, I'm okay coming to work every
day. Garrett Crochet would love to get out.
Oh, yeah. He'd love to be there. That'd no be longer great. There.
I could watch this argument all day, Luis, just to read lips.
Luis Robert is like openly rebelling. He just doesn't want to be there anymore. They are a train wreck.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm trying to count at least 1, 2, 3. I think Grady said the magic word at least 10 times.
You'll have that.
I never thought that man swore.
You'll have that.
Yeah, I mean, do you know how mad he had to have been last night to get to, like, oh, wow. And it was like Hunter wanted to fight him, too. That's the crazy part, right? How often do you see an umpire just, like, totally get back into a manager's face like that? Unless that's his way of saying, hey, you've got the worst team in baseball, and you're out here arguing with me on balls and strikes. You're losing 9-0, and it's the sixth inning.
It's easy for everybody to pick on a team when it's really down. And that might be what happens with umpires.
Oh, it's been brutal. Our buddy Scott Petrak up here on the X, the Browns pre-practice injury report.
Oh.
All players on the active roster expected to practice.
Wow.
Including Jedrick Wills and David Bell.
Very nice.
Well, now do we have to worry about who our left tackle is going to be? Well, we'll find out here in a couple minutes, I would think, at noon when Kevin Stefanski speaks. You'll be able to listen to that.
What do you do?
Huh. I don't know. I don't know. All right, we're going to come back to that in a second here. Hang on. I'm going to take one phone call real quick. Let's go to Jack. Hey, Jack, how are you?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I've never seen an umpire lose it like that I can recall. But I think the reason Sizemore was so frustrated is they must have told him before the game that he might have a shot to actually get the full-time job. I agree. I would love to see him be a manager, but – I mean, you guys know they're years away. Even if he goes there next year, they lose 100 games, and then they get up to a slow start the next year, he'll be fired, and it won't be his fault. I'd rather see him be a coach for another couple years and get a job where he can realistically do some things, you know?
It's hard to get that job whether your team's good or bad, though. That's the
no,
issue.
No, I know. Yeah, no question.
I don't know. It's just interesting. Can you ever remember seeing him like that? I don't ever remember seeing him that mad, ever. But I understand why he was doing it. I know both sides of the coin. Yeah, that was just a level of frustration where, two guys just collided. That's all. You know,
the closest thing with the umpire would be Joe Brinkman and Grover in that playoff game when he tossed Grover and Doc Gooden in the first inning. That's the only thing I could come up with.
Yeah.
Good memory.
You're right. Thank you, Jack. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. All right, I just want to bring up one other non-football story because we're going to be all a ton of football here. Greg Williams is coming up at 12:20. Kevin Stefanski's press conference. Also hearing that Deshaun Watson might speak coming up in the next hour. So we're going to talk about all those things coming up here in just a moment. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.